What kind of data does the CR collect?
On a monthly basis, intermediaries submit data on loans and guarantees that exceed the reporting threshold to the CR, according to a scheme established by the Bank of Italy. The data concerns the reporting category to which the loan or guarantee belongs, its duration, and the type of financing, mortgage, lease, current account, credit facility, etc. A reporting threshold is the minimum limit of the amount to be reported in the CR. For loans not classified as bad, intermediaries must report them to the CR when the customer owes a total amount of at least 30,000 euros. The same applies to guarantees. Bad loans must be reported if the amount exceeds 250 euros. If you ask the Bank of Italy to provide you with the credit information in the CR under your name, you will receive a statement which details your loans and guarantees, as well as other information, such as the type and duration of the financing and the name of the intermediary that reported the data. If the CR contains more than one loan or guarantee with the same intermediary under your name, the information will be grouped into categories. Important. Personal data in the CR are obtained by the Bank of Italy without the consent of the customer, since the database is managed in the public interest. For more information on the protection of personal data, please consult the dedicated information sheet on the Bank of Italy's website at servizialcittadino.accessoaidatidellacr/informativaprivacy, in Italian only. Example. 10 years ago, Mr. Rossi took out a mortgage for 100,000 euros with Banca Alfa, of which 40,000 remains outstanding. This is the only loan that Mr. Rossi has taken out with Banca Alfa. Banca Alfa submits a report to the CR on Mr. Rossi and places him in the maturity risk category, the category that applies to mortgages, for an amount of 40,000 euros. Today, Mr. Rossi takes out a second mortgage with Banca Alfa for 150,000 euros that shares the same characteristics as the first mortgage. The CR database shows that Mr. Rossi still falls within the maturity risk category, but for an amount of 190,000 euros, i.e. the sum of the two outstanding amounts owed under the mortgages. If the characteristics of the two loans had been different, i.e. the duration, then Mr. Rossi would have had two separate reports for the two mortgages, one for 40,000 and one for 150,000 euros. If Mr. Rossi were to take out a different type of loan with Banca Alfa, like a current account credit facility, in the amount of 40,000 euros, the CR would still contain two different reports for Mr. Rossi, but he would now be listed under two different categories: maturity risk for the mortgage, but also revocation risk, the category which includes current account credit facilities.
Questions and answers. What does a bank or financial company do when I request a loan? It can consult the data in the CR, both to assess your credit worthiness and to have an overall picture of your credit history. For example, if you made regular payments on your previous mortgage loan, this information strengthens your credit history and improves your credit worthiness. The intermediary may also offer you more favorable terms on the new loan. What data can intermediaries access in the CR? If you ask for a loan, intermediaries may consult the data in the CR to learn more about your total level of indebtedness towards the entire banking and financial system. If you've already taken out a loan with them, they can periodically consult the CR to verify your credit worthiness over the life of the loan. However, they cannot access the names of the other intermediaries with whom you have taken out a loan and can only access CR data that is no more than 3 years old. Can I request that my data be removed from the CR or corrected? Yes, but only if the data is incorrect. Will I be reported to the CR even if my loan payments are on time? Yes, because whenever you take out a loan, guarantee a loan, or have someone else guarantee a loan on your behalf, intermediaries are required to report the debt if it is above the reporting threshold. Will my data remain in the CR even after I've paid off the loan in full? Yes, because the CR keeps records of loans and guarantees even after they have been closed. However, intermediaries can only access data that is less than 3 years old. What happens when I pay off my loan, or when the outstanding amount falls below the reporting threshold? Once the loan has been closed, because it has been paid in full, for instance, the intermediary will stop reporting it starting from the month after its closure. The same applies if the outstanding amount falls below the reporting threshold. What does it mean if I'm classified as a bad debtor? Intermediaries classify a client as a bad debtor and report him or her as such in the CR when they believe that he or she is experiencing serious difficulties in repaying their debt. The classification presupposes that the intermediary has assessed its client's overall financial situation and that it isn't based on individual events like one or more late loan payments. The first time a given loan is reported as bad, intermediaries must communicate this to the client. Consumer clients have the right to receive advance notice when the intermediary first communicates that the loan is a bad debt or when it reports any other negative information about the client. A consumer is a natural person that acts for purposes that are not entrepreneurial, commercial, craft, or professional in nature.